Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, September 23rd, 2024, through Friday, September 27th, 2024. Monday, September 23rd, 2024. Owner of Orlando Company sentenced to 24 years in federal prison for $57 million investment fraud scheme. Avinash Singh was sentenced to 24 years in federal prison for wire fraud and money laundering. The court also ordered Singh to forfeit $57 million in proceeds he obtained from his offenses, as well as real property that he purchased with those proceeds. Singh entered a guilty plea on May 6, 2024. According to court documents, Singh operated an Orlando-based company by the name of Highrise Advantage LLC, Highrise. From February 2013 to September 2020, Singh received more than $57 million from over 1,100 victims who believed they were making investments in retail foreign currency contracts, Forex, through Highrise. To induce his victims to invest, Singh claimed that he had a proven track record of success as a Forex trader, that he was going to use the funds for investments in Forex, and that he would guarantee that his victims would not lose any funds for any trade losses. None of these representations were true. Rather than invest his victims' funds in Forex trading as he promised, Singh used funds from one investor to pay amounts owed to another investor. Singh appropriated at least $45 million in victims' investments in the form of payments to other investors and also spent millions of dollars in personal expenses, including the purchase of real estate, retail purchases, phone bills, events, dining, and reserving music studio space to record music with his band. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, September 24th, 2024. Former Kentucky Cabinet for Health and Family Services employee pleads guilty to wire fraud and identity theft. Brittany Joyce May pleaded guilty to committing wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. According to her plea agreement, between July 2021 and May 2023, May was employed as an administrative specialist to the Kentucky Cabinet for Health and Family Services, CHFS. As part of her duties, May managed payments to providers who were eligible for payments under certain adoption and foster programs. To receive payments under these programs, providers submitted request paperwork to CHFS. Upon receiving those receipts, May would initiate payments via a wire transfer to the provider's bank account. However, when some providers did not submit the required paperwork or stopped receiving payments because their services had expired, May would instead direct funds that would have been paid to them to four bank accounts she owned and controlled. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, September 25th, 2024. Arizona man sentenced to 15 years in prison for role in transnational drug trafficking and money laundering operation. Harold Morales was sentenced in federal court to 180 months in prison, to be followed by 5 years of supervised release on his convictions of conspiracy to distribute and possession with intent to distribute cocaine, fentanyl, and methamphetamine, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. According to information presented to the court, from in and around August 2021 to in and around June of 2023 in the Western District of Pennsylvania, Morales conspired with others to distribute and possess with intent to distribute 5 kilograms or more of cocaine, 400 grams or more of fentanyl, and 500 grams or more of methamphetamines. Further, from in and around April 2020 to in and around March 2023, Morales conspired with others to commit money laundering. Morales was intercepted on a federal wiretap obtaining quantities of cocaine, fentanyl, and methamphetamines that he distributed to others. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, September 27, 2024. Florida man pleads guilty to conspiring to defraud Medicare of $39.5 million. Christopher Spellman pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit healthcare fraud. According to court documents, Spellman and his co-conspirators owned and operated Dimon Business Solutions, LLC, a purported durable medical equipment, DME, management company. Dimon operated a network of DME supplier businesses throughout the country, including two in New Hampshire. However, Spellman and his co-conspirators paid kickbacks and bribes for signed doctor's orders prescribing orthotic braces. Ultimately, Medicare beneficiaries received orthotic braces that were medically unnecessary, procured through illegal kickbacks and bribes, and not often wanted or needed. During the conspiracy, Spellman and his co-conspirators submitted or caused the submission of false and fraudulent claims to Medicare in excess of $39.5 million for orthotic braces that were medically unnecessary, ineligible for Medicare reimbursement, and not provided as represented. Medicare paid at least $23 million to DME suppliers, secretly owned and operated by Spellman and his co-conspirators, for these claims. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, September 27, 2024. IRS Information Technology Supervisor pleads guilty to accepting bribes from government subcontractor who he attempted to extort. Satbir Thakral, a former computer engineer and IT contract supervisor for the IRS, pleaded guilty to accepting cash bribes in exchange for helping acquaintances and their businesses procuring subcontracts with the IRS. In September 2018, Company One began working on a subcontract for the IRS that Thakral supervised. Starting in October 2018, Thakral sought cash payment from Company One's owner, Individual One, constituting a portion of the earnings from Company One's work as an IRS subcontractor. Between 2018 and 2020, Individual One made multiple cash payments to Thakral, totaling more than $120,000. In February 2001, when Individual One told Thakral that Individual One would not pay any more money, Thakral attempted to extort Individual One by threatening that Individual One would suffer economic consequences if the payment did not continue. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.